Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day, another great week, in fact, in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great nation with a great and now nail-biting close election looming. Yeah, that's right. Forget about the GOP wave, at least for now. According to a series of polls and analyses, including by partisan Republicans, this is going to be a very, very close election where your particular congressional district matters, your vote matters. So everybody participate, get involved, and vote. We will talk about that and why things have changed. We will also talk about the new outcropping of attacks, just random attacks everywhere across the country. And lots of people killed, not just in Chicago, but all around the United States. But before we get to that, one of the reasons that things are changing politically is because of the reaction to President Trump and the dispute over the search of Mar-a-Lago and the very increasing likelihood that he will be indicted at some point and pursued by the Justice Department, and that'll probably happen before the election. What does that mean? Nobody better to speak to than one of America's premier defense attorneys, a prominent civil libertarian, and, of course, a longtime professor at Harvard Law School and a best-selling author, the author of the new bestseller, The Price of Principle, great friend of this show, Alan Dershowitz. Alan, you've looked at some of the evidence gathered so far, and you said yesterday, I believe, that you think there is enough evidence there that indictment is a real possibility, but it might not be a good idea. Do I have that right?
Well, what I pretty much right. What I said was that if you look at the unredacted portions of the affidavit, there's enough there for an indictment. After all, as a former judge said, prosecutors can get a grand jury to indict a ham sandwich. It's the easiest thing in the world to get an indictment. And, you know, there's enough there. He has material that is classified in his possession in violation of various statutes, much like Hillary Clinton did. Hillary Clinton could easily have been indicted. He could easily be indicted. I do not believe, this is just my belief, I do not believe that Merrick Garland will allow the indictment of the future Republican nominee for president against the incumbent, based on what I've seen in the unredacted on the portions of the affidavit that have been made public. I don't believe he'll do that. That's what is done in banana republics. You know, there was a South American dictator who once said, "For my friends, everything; for my enemies, the law." All you have to do is invoke the law, and you'll find something. So, to my mind, you need to satisfy two standards in order to go after a former president or a current possible potential nominee. The two standards are the Nixon standard and the Hillary Clinton standard. The Nixon standard is the crime has to be so serious that indictment has bipartisan support or impeachment. In Nixon's case, the leaders of the Republican Party came to him and said, "You're guilty, and unless you resign, we're on their side." And that met that standard, that set up that standard. The Hillary Clinton standard is if you're going to indict a candidate, she was a candidate at the time for president, it can't be just a technical violation. It has to be something very serious. And you have to be able to distinguish the indictment of a Republican candidate from the not indictment of a Democratic candidate. I do not think either of those standards have been met from what I've seen in the portions of the affidavit that have been released.
What about the idea that that basically, Attorney General Garland could move forward in the hope that it would prevent the candidacy of Donald Trump, which,
it
based
won't.
Upon
it
some of the polling...
Just...
Go ahead.
No, it would probably enhance it. First of all, let's be clear about the constitutionality. A president could run for president if he was seated in the electric chair and had 10 minutes to live. Certainly he could run if he's in prison. There are four criteria for disqualifying a president. Under 35, not born in the United States, fought in the Civil War against the Union, or was convicted by the Senate with the addendum that he can't ever run again. Those are the only four criteria. Anyone else can run for president. You can be convicted of treason. You can be convicted of anything else. Look, we've had people run for mayor of Boston from prison and win, I think, Mayor Curley. So
yes, absolutely.
They will not succeed as a matter of constitutional law in disqualifying him. But, it may help us chances. It may hurt. We don't know. Look, one of the reasons the Democrats are doing so much better than they were a few months ago is the overruling of Roe versus Wade. It backfired, as I said it would in 1973, as I said it would in a book in 2000, and it has backfired. Once you turn abortion into a political issue, that benefits the party which is more supportive of a woman's right to choose, at least under certain circumstances, and that's what seems to be happening in Kansas. It happened in New York, and it's going to happen, I think, in other parts of the country as well.
There's a brand new CBS poll today which shows that for a lot of this shift over toward the Democratic side, and it's been dramatic among independents, particularly among independents, the Trump dispute does not work for him. It works profoundly against Republicans. And the Republicans who support President Trump on the Mar-a-Lago search. One of the questions I would ask you is, you know President Trump, you were very instrumental in helping him during both impeachments. Why do you think he even got into this problem about classified documents in Mar-a-Lago? I mean, is there some higher point that he's trying to make, some higher change that he's trying to demand in terms of what a president is permitted to do with classified documents?
I don't think so. First, I did not help him on his second impeachment because I strongly, strongly opposed any effort to undo the election. I didn't want to be associated in any way with a defense that questioned the election of Joe Biden as president. I did help defend him in his first impeachment, which wasn't based on constitutional grounds. I don't know him well. I've only met him a half a dozen times, but he's sloppy. He's careless. I don't think there's any higher principle at stake here, any more than there was any higher principle at stake when Hillary Clinton kept her classified material not only on a home server, but on Anthony Weiner's computer. Could anything be more vulnerable than Anthony Weiner's computer? That's how they found the material. My friend, a lawyer, Arthur Idella, was Anthony Weiner's lawyer, and that's how the material got to the FBI and the Justice Department. And so, I don't know whether it's going to work to his advantage or against him, because a lot more will have to come out. But I have to tell you, based on the affidavit that I've seen, maybe there's more. They don't have it. They don't have enough. And you're not going to get a future presidential candidate indicted based on mishandling of classified information or refusal to turn over stuff to the archives. But you make a good question. Ask a good question. I don't think it was deliberate. I don't think it was part of a plot to sell it to North Korea or China, as some idiots are alleging. I just think he probably thought he owned them. And
okay, so the question remains, and we'll be back in just a moment. How could President Trump help himself by explaining this thing, or by some kind of attitude other than just claiming victimhood? Because he's being pursued in a political vendetta. We will be right back with Professor Alan Dershowitz, the author of The Price of Principle, his new bestseller. We'll be right back.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Summertime, and a lot of Americans get more active. And when you get more active, sometimes that causes some aches and pain. Neck, shoulder, hip, knee. I mean, I had a sore arm for a while, but fortunately I also have Relief Factor. And more to the point, my wife, who is always more active than I am, she uses Relief Factor as well. It is a great, wholly natural, very healthy, scientifically proven pain reliever. It is, you have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. And right now, Relief Factor is still discounted at only $19.95 for what's called a quick start. So about a dollar a day to see if you can get out of pain in just a couple of weeks. And for the cost of a cup of coffee a day, you can get out and stay out of pain. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner for Relief Factor.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Michael Medved Show, you'll remember that on Friday they released the redacted affidavit that gave you the basis for the entire search warrant that was used to search and seize materials from Mar-a-Lago. And Professor Alan Dershowitz has said that they probably have enough evidence right there in even the redacted search warrant to indict President Trump and to prosecute him. but he thinks that would be a terrible idea, and partially because I take it from your comments about the nature of the evidence so far and the nature of this case, as far as you understand it, that you think a conviction would be unlikely.
Oh, no. I think a conviction would be a 100% certainty in the District of Columbia. If you can get a grand jury to indict a ham sandwich in the District of Columbia, you can get it to indict a tuna fish sandwich. And it's a no-brain proposition. You get a conviction. Nobody, as far as I know, has ever been acquitted in the District of Columbia when they've had any connections to Donald Trump. I think 91% of the voters voted Democrat. So, I mean, a conviction would be easy if you can get a conviction even of innocent people. And so that's not the criteria. The criteria is, you know, judicial or prosecutorial discretion. Just like you could have gotten a conviction of Hillary Clinton in Montana. That would be easy. But that's not the way prosecutors ought to decide whether to bring prosecutions, whether they're going to win the case or not, particularly political cases where the jury pool may determine everything. I think if it were resulting in a conviction, it would be reversed on appeal. But, you know, that will be years from now, and the impact on elections would be great. The Justice Department is also not supposed to indict at a time when their actions could have an impact on elections. And so I don't think we're going to see an indictment between now and the October elections and the November elections.
Right. But the New York Times editorial is talking, I think, about an indictment afterward. And let me just get something clear, because I'm not sure from first year civil procedure how this goes. Wouldn't they have the option of actually conducting a prosecution in Florida? Because isn't that where the original magistrate judge, Judge Reinhardt, issued the search warrant, and where much of this case originated?
Yeah, and the prosecution could do that, but they won't. Now, the question is, could the defendant move for a change of venue from the District of Columbia to South Florida? He could, but it probably would not be granted. Motions for change of venue are rarely granted. So, you know, I think it's going to be up to the prosecutor. And prosecutors have too much power, particularly under our system, where the attorney general has a schizophrenic job, a totally inconsistent job. One of his jobs, one of his Janus faces, is he's the advisor to the president. He's in the cabinet. He's supposed to be helping the president get reelected. He's supposed to be political. On the other hand, he is the chief law enforcement officer. He's supposed to be non-political. In many countries in the world, those roles are divided. In England, there's a minister of justice. He's political. And then there's a director of public prosecution, civil servant, not political. They make all the decisions. One of the reasons why we do have special counsel sometimes is because we don't trust politically appointed people to make decisions that will help their party and hurt the opposing party. That's why also a special master is a good idea for looking through these materials, even though the Justice Department has a taint team. I can tell you, I don't know of any criminal defense lawyers who trust the taint team not to give a wink and a nod to the prosecutors in the case if they find something really juicy that may, in fact, be privileged. So I think a special master is a much better idea.
Has the Justice Department responded yet to the idea of the special master, which
yes.
was raised by the Florida judge?
Yes, they oppose it. And they say, hey, trust us. We're the government. We're good guys. We can do it. We've already undertaken doing it. No, I think there should be a special master. There was a special master appointed not so long ago in the New York case. I think the Cohen case, a special master was appointed, a former judge, nonpartisan. And I think that's the right way to go.
The New York Times has a huge editorial that ran on Sunday. Donald Trump is not above the law.
They would have exactly the opposite editorial if it was Hillary Clinton. I don't believe a word in the New York Times. I'll give you a perfect example. The New York
Times
is
an editorial,
has hated. Don't believe their editorials because they appear on the front page. It's called News Analysis. It's
right.
One of the worst papers in the country, and not separating news from editorial. So the New York Times has a long history of hating the Espionage Act of 1917, as every civil libertarian has. They use that statute to go after Debs. They use that statute to go after Dr. Spock. They use that statute to go after the Pentagon Papers. They use that statute to go after, you know, WikiLeaks. And the Times has hated it. And civil libertarians have hated it. And the ACLU has hated it. I think the ACLU once called it the worst statute for civil liberties passed since the Alien and Sedition Act. Now they all love it. They want to expand it. They want to see how far it can stretch because they're going after Trump. It's the going after Trump exception to everything. The Constitution be damned. Larry Tribe says we should indict Trump for attempting to murder Pence. The dumbest statement ever made by a law professor. And people love it.
Your colleague.
Him because it's getting, my former colleague, because it's getting Trump. If you can get Trump, everything is kosher. And if you can't,
so
you're
reminding us that Donald Trump actually has the distinction of being prosecuted on the same basis as Eugene Victor Debs, a five-time socialist candidate for president.
And Emma Goldman and Berkman and all the radical anarchists and Dr. Spock, Benjamin Spock, and WikiLeaks.
Right.
And, you know, that statute is a chamber of horrors. And yet the left loves it, editorial after editorial in the Times, op-ed after op-ed. Oh, you can get them under the Espionage Act of 1917.
And it was the work of Woodrow Wilson, wasn't it? The Espionage Act?
Yes. Yeah. And used, and you know, Holmes hated it. Brandeis hated it. All the good guys hated it, and the bad guys loved it. And now the people who think they're good guys love it because they're using it to go after a bad guy. That's the kind of hypocrisy.
Yeah. Again, they give in the New York Times, and I know your feelings about the New York Times, but they provide a list of already initiated ongoing prosecutions against Trump. And there are a bunch of them that you kind of forget about, like the tax evaluation in Westchester County and the basic case against the Trump Organization, where Alan Weisselberg has already pleaded guilty to 15 felonies. There's more to talk about, and appreciate somebody with your legal expertise and perspective. His book, Alan's most recent book, The Price of Principle, yet another bestseller, at his 50th book, maybe even the 51st. Godspeed to you, Alan, and we will be right back.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines, hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House is pushing back on reports U.S. Embassy personnel in Iraq are being evacuated after violent clashes escalate in Baghdad. Today, White House official John Kirby said the administration is concerned about the violence growing in Iraq, but swatted down earlier reports that U.S. personnel were being airlifted out.
Now's the time for dialogue, not escalated confrontation. And above all, we urge those involved to remain calm, to abstain from this violence, and pursue peaceful avenues of redress. The right to peacefully protest in public is a fundamental element of all democracies.
At least five protesters have been killed by security forces in Baghdad. The high security fencing is now gone from the U.S. Supreme Court. Crews removing the 7-foot-tall barrier that was placed around the building on Monday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Chahibwaki Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
And on the Michael Medved Show, this was a difficult weekend in the United States of America. When you look at the number of shootings, the number of horribly violent incidents, and by the way, not just in Chicago. Chicago, of course, is a case by itself. There are 35 Americans who were shot. 9 of them died. A 5-year-old boy was among the critically hurt in a shooting in Rogers Park, which is a neighborhood I know reasonably well. I mean, this is outrageous. And just to give you a little bit of an update, there, Bend, Oregon. And Bend, Oregon is a beautiful place. I mean, it really is. It's just lovely. Our daughter has very dear friends who moved recently to Bend, Oregon, because it's so safe and so scenic, and it's a place people go for vacation. And 3 dead, including a gunman. This is a coverage report by CBS and what happened in Oregon. Clip 19.
At this time, a gunman killed at least 2 people at a Safeway grocery store. Now, we know that he used an AR-15-style weapon, and the attack began in the store's parking lot. This happened in Bend, Oregon, in the central part of the state.
Police say they received a call about an active shooter around 7 p.m. local time last night. When they got to the scene, they said the shooter was dead. This morning, we're hearing from a grocery store employee who hid in a walk-in fridge during the shooting, and a neighbor who described hearing multiple rounds of shots fired.
There were 10 to 20 shots. And then another 10 to 20 shots.
Heather Thompson was sitting on her parents' porch when she heard dozens of gunshots coming from the Forum Shopping Center in Bend, Oregon, Sunday night.
People were running out of Safeway, spurts of shot, like maybe 2, 4, and then it stopped.
Police say the shooter walked over from a nearby neighborhood and started firing in the parking lot, appearing to hit the door of this Big Lots.
The shooter moved through the parking lot from the Costco on the west end shooting rounds from an AR-15 style rifle.
The gunman then went to a Safeway in the shopping center. Police say he shot one person at the entrance and continued firing inside, shooting a second person. Both victims died. Shoppers and employees ran and hid.
Okay, this is... What is going on here? Why are supermarkets all of a sudden a target? I mean, it's bad enough that we have this series of shootings, horrible, in fact, at schools on every level, elementary schools and high schools. But supermarkets? I mean, really, last September, less than a year ago, a gunman shot 15 people at a Kroger in Collierville, Tennessee. Some people hid in freezers to survive. In March, another 10 people were gunned down at a King Soopers grocery store in Boulder, Colorado, another beautiful town, by the way. A veteran police officer with 7 children was among those killed. In May, the authorities diagnosed a racially motivated attack. The suspect in Buffalo, New York, which is what we're talking about, had actually said he was killing people in order to secure the future of the white race. A hero security guard and a beloved teacher were among those gunned down. 10 people were killed in that supermarket shooting. And that's not all. Just to give you a little bit of a flavor, a few newspaper accounts of what happened this weekend. In Houston, a man evicted from an apartment building shot 5 other tenants, killing 3 of them Sunday morning after setting fire to the house to lure them out, police said. Officers fatally shot the gunman. The incident happened around 1 a.m. Sunday morning in a mixed industrial residential neighborhood in southwest Houston. Police and fire crews responded to the apartment house blaze after reports of the fire. 2 were dead at the scene, and 1 died at a hospital. Fire teams rescued 2 other wounded men who were hospitalized with non-life-threatening wounds. He also, the killer who died, also shot at the firemen as they were trying to put out the blaze. In Detroit, 3 dead. 4 people were shot, 3 fatally by a person who appeared to be firing at people at random over a roughly 2.5-hour period. Sunday morning in Detroit, police arrested a suspect Sunday afternoon after an extensive manhunt with help from the FBI, Department of Homeland Security, and the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. Police traced all 4 shootings to 1 firearm and believe there is 1 shooter. He said investigators don't believe there was any connection between the victims. He said police discovered a woman in her 40s who had been shot multiple times around 4:45 a.m. Sunday morning. While officers were investigating that fatal shooting, a witness reported a 28-year-old man had been shot multiple times nearby. Fort Worth, 2 boys killed. 2 boys were fatally shot and a toddler was critically wounded Sunday afternoon by assailants outside of a house in northwest Fort Worth. A 17-year-old boy, a 5-year-old boy, and an 18-month-old boy were taken to a hospital in critical condition. The 17-year-old and 5-year-old both later died. No one knows the boys' relationship. They assume that this killing involved gang violence. In Kansas City, restaurant gunfire. 3 people were injured in a shooting Sunday morning outside a Kansas City restaurant, according to police. Officers responded around 2:30 a.m. to calls regarding a noise disturbance near Peppermint Lounge South. When they arrived, police heard gunfire and saw a large crowd. Shots rang out. Coney Island shooting in New York. A wild shooting on the Coney Island boardwalk left 1 man dead and 4 people wounded, police said Sunday. Shots rang out just before midnight when at least 1 gunman opened fire on a crowd that had gathered to enjoy the seaside night on the Riegelman Boardwalk near 29th Street, West 29th. A 42-year-old man shot in the back was taken by medics to the hospital. 49-year-old woman shot in the right leg, etc., etc. And then L.A., not to be left behind. an L.A. bar fight. A gunman opened fire on patrons in a Los Angeles bar early Sunday morning, wounding six people, police said. A fight broke out among patrons of the Holiday Bar in the Boyle Heights neighborhood. That's just east of downtown. A man then pulled a handgun and began firing into the crowd. Okay, I could go on, but I think you get the idea. It's a national problem. And one of the things that people are worried about, Second Amendment defenders, is they're just trying to qualify a law for the ballot for people to vote on in the state of Oregon. And then with this shooting, where apparently the shooter in Oregon, at least according to reports, he was armed with both an AR-15 style weapon and a shotgun. And again, he died, apparently, and two other people were killed. And what they talk about is this new, I think it's Initiative 17, that could actually pass in Oregon, or at least qualify for the ballot. And some of that would involve some fairly tough restrictions on acquiring firearms, that people have to go through a safety class, they have to be fingerprinted, they have to fill out a background, go through a background check, and be carefully approved. The measure would ban large capacity magazines over 10 rounds, except for current owners, law enforcement, and the military. Require a permit to purchase any gun. To qualify for a permit, an applicant would need to complete an approved firearm safety course, pay a fee, provide personal information, submit to fingerprinting and photographing, and pass a criminal background check. We will be right back. We've all heard the saying, safety in numbers. Well, think again. The IRS, the country's powerful tax collection agency, is on a hiring spree. They're bringing in 87,000 new agents. Now, no taxpayer at any income level is entirely safe from IRS scrutiny, or worse, a dreaded IRS audit. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. How safe are your accumulated savings and wealth from government examination and reach? Owning gold and silver is one of the best ways to keep your wealth in your own hands. Precious metals provide a layer of privacy that's not available through a bank account. When you own precious metals, only you and your dealer have knowledge of your purchase. Now, I buy all of my precious metals from my friend Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. Nick's been in this industry for 41 years, and he has established a reputation built on trust, transparency, integrity, and fair pricing. Call Nick and his team, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. Presidents, wars, electoral landslides, Middle East conflicts, third parties, the Constitution, the founding, the revolution. That's all covered in special Medved history programs, which can be yours free if you join us as a Medhead Plus member. The cost is 22 cents a day for everything. And you have access to over 100 different subjects covered on Medved History Store programming. Check it out right now. It is a great opportunity. You also get the ability to hear the show anytime you want, to go ahead and stream it and to listen to it, and commercial free. Medhead Plus membership at our website. Go to michaelmedved.com, look for the banner, and a special offer, 20% off, limited time. Learn a lot. Costs, well, very little, 22 cents a day. Join us as a Medhead Plus member as soon as you can.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC. Great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Shooting in Bend, Oregon, in Safeway, which for a few horrible minutes became Unsafeway. They have identified the shooter as Ethan Miller, and he looks to be very young, little goatee, and trying to grow a beard. And again, the horror of all of this. Now, of course, this is Bend, Oregon, and it's a Safeway. And again, it's not even news in Chicago where there were 35 people who were actually shot, 9 who died in weekend violence across the city. Part of what happens here is sometimes the timing of various stories is just not helpful. It's certainly not helpful for people who support the idea of gun rights and rights under the Second Amendment. A federal judge and a federal district court judge, Mark Pittman, who was appointed by President Trump, has ruled that a Texas law is unconstitutional because it bans people 18 to 20 years old from carrying handguns in public. In other words, they have a general law that allows everyone 21 or over who gets a permit to carry handguns in public. But the ban on 18 and 19 and 20-year-olds carrying guns in public is held to be unconstitutional. CNN reports that the decision follows a transformational Supreme Court ruling that occurred just in June, which significantly expanded gun owners' rights to carry firearms outside the house and raised the threshold that authorities must meet when defending gun restrictions. District Court Judge Mark Pittman stated that the Texas restriction on, quote, law-abiding 18 to 20-year-olds is inconsistent with the Constitution because the Second Amendment itself does not state an age restriction, and minors were part of state militias that existed in the formative years of American history. The same reasoning has been used recently by other Trump-appointed judges, they report, to rule against gun purchase limits for older teens. Texas cannot point to a single founding-era law that prohibited 18 to 20-year-olds from carrying a functional firearm for self-defense, because not only did no such law exist, but these individuals are an important reason why we have a Bill of Rights in the first place. So said the one of the friend of the court briefs that was issued on behalf of firearm rights and turning down this law. Look, Right now, Ken Paxton, the Attorney General of Texas, who is in the middle of a re-election fight, he's heavily favored to win, has not announced he's going to be appealing the case. This is a Texas law, after all. And it goes back to the Bruin case, which came out in June, where Justice Thomas, Clarence Thomas, changed the standard by which such laws must be considered, asserting that they must be, quote, consistent with this nation's historical tradition and with the Second Amendment's text and historical understanding. The idea that the Supreme Court would uphold the notion that you cannot ban 18-year-olds from carrying weapons in public if a legislature decides to do that, I don't know at all if that is going to fly with the Supreme Court. But we will see. This is actually at a time when I think there is a general sense in America that, first of all, people who thought that, okay, we've solved the gun issue, everything's fixed because we had a compromise gun control reforms that were enacted with a bipartisan basis by the House and the Senate. Now, it wasn't really bipartisan. There weren't that many Republican votes for any restrictions at all on firearms, but there were enough to get it passed and signed by President Biden. That has not had a significant impact on the rate of shootings or violence or any of the rest of this nightmarish material that we have in the United States. I do think when you think about it, and if you bother to read the news, and you think about the concerns now of going into a Safeway in the middle of the day because someone might come in and try shooting you, this really does demand more attention. And the attention really should be concentrated, seems to me, on mental illness and on making sure people who are mentally ill or who have violence problems or who have threatening associations or a history of making threatening associations should not be able to acquire guns. They have a picture, along with the picture of the Safeway shooter in Bend, Oregon, of the guns that he used that look formidable and coming in and just beginning to fire up a parking lot. All of this at the time when we're in the middle of an election. Right now, what's fascinating is that there are a series of polls, all of which show the election is getting closer. Cook, which analyzes the election returns or the polling, the surveys in every single congressional district, now says that it has gone from having said that it was likely that the Republicans would gain between 20 and 35 seats in the House, is now lowering that. They're saying that the Republican gains are more likely to be not between 20 and 35, but between 15. And 30. 15 is still plenty. The Republicans could take control of the House, presumably with a gain of just 5 seats. And that would be very, very likely to occur. In fact, one of the things that they say in this big news CBS poll, which we will get to, because it indicates why it is that people might be changing their opinions and what it is the Republicans need to do to secure the majority in the House and in the Senate that that they very, very much want to achieve. It says at the very end of a long analysis, there are also just more safe Republican seats than Democratic ones in the House. Republicans need only to flip 4 competitive seats to win a majority. Our model indicates that they would be well positioned to do so if the elections were today. Of course, the elections aren't today. They're 2 months away. The now balance of power in the House, the latest estimate, this from the CBS News Battleground Tracker that is also involved YouGov in repairing it, it shows you need 218 seats to control the House. And right now they're projecting that the Republicans would gain 12 seats, which would give Republicans a narrow majority, but 226 over the Democrats, 209. And so what happened to that estimate at one point that Republicans were going to gain 30 seats or more? That changed partially according to all of the analysis because of Roe v. Wade. And because of attempts by Republicans in many states to impose new restrictions on abortion, which is exactly what Republicans had pledged to do if Roe v. Wade were overturned. But that, it turns out, is not popular, and certainly not popular with key swing voters who are disproportionately college-educated white females. So what are the other key voting groups that are shifting or in danger of shifting? We will get to that. We will also get to the case for prosecuting Trump, not necessarily for the documents he had at Mar-a-Lago, but for a range of other offenses. Would this be good or bad for the Republic? Lindsey Graham says there would be riots in the streets if Trump faced indictment. Is that a reason to, well, of course, anything is a reason to avoid an indictment if it is going to be more damaging than defending for this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, balance7.com.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.